The world is a vampire.
Covering Michigan and the world from his bunker below the bridge. Here is Steve Gruber.
Secret destroyers
hold you out. All right, welcome back to it here on this Monday. Glad to have you here for the conversation. And covering some different territory today because, well, some things you need to hear about, you don't often hear about. In fact, I was having this conversation just recently with William Wagner, our next guest here, about the Netherlands and the rise in demand for euthanasia, not just for elderly people, but for newborns. It's shocking, to say the least. Professor Wagner, welcome back.
Good to be here again, Steve. Thank you.
And Professor, you are the president of Salt and Light Global, and you also work with the Great Lakes Justice Center, all part of the efforts that you undertake. But you're a pro-life guy, a guy that spends a lot of your time in the right to life movement. And in, you look at what's going on in the Netherlands. First of all, tell our listeners what's going on and how shocking it really is. Go ahead.
Well, in the Netherlands, they've always, in many, many years, they've been killing their populations off, and people have been flying there to be killed. And in last year, 7,000 people were, over 7,000 people were euthanized in that nation. And you've got nonprofit corporations there killing, you know, these people and doing so with taxpayer dollars. There is a very sad history in that nation where supposed safeguards and protocols in this pro-suicide Dutch law, you know, failing to protect these Dutch citizens. Thousands have been killed. Many unreported assisted suicides, many failing to follow the established guidelines. And I'm telling you, this is getting out of control, and it's coming to this country, unfortunately, because, you know, it's being packaged in this pretty little Christmas package saying, you know, this is death with dignity or some other euphemism that is really hiding some horrible things that are going on and a complete disregard for the value of human life.
So give me an idea of when they package it up, well, death with dignity. And you say, I was a little surprised that people jump on the airplane and fly over there to die. Apparently the trip home is a bit different than the trip there. But the number that you said, 7,000, that's a 67% increase in just 5 years in the numbers of euthanasia being performed in the Netherlands. But it's not just old people. You and I have talked about this. The cases can be very complex. And sometimes these doctors are taking it upon themselves. For example, we know in places like Iceland, but Down syndrome is being targeted for abortion and for other more radical approaches. True?
Not just Iceland. And in the Netherlands, they've had examples where doctors have killed born babies because the doctor, you know, said, you know, this human life isn't worthy of value. We've got other situations in the Netherlands and elsewhere where doctors have engaged in euthanasia without the consent of the patient. And so we get, you know, it's kind of, you talk about the slippery slope, it's a slippery slope that goes over an abyss. And if you've got, you know, physicians that feel like instead of following the Hippocratic Oath, that their job is to heal, but their job instead is to decide whose life has value, you know, even those that are supporting, you know, the idea of personal autonomy, they're not even getting their wish. And so, unfortunately, euthanasia encourages a spirit of apathy toward those who need it the most. You know, it takes physicians and takes them out of the role of healing and puts them, which is the central role of purpose of medicine, and puts them in the position of deciding, you know, what human life has value and which human life, you know, should be killed. It, you know, it does, it creates a duty to die. Imagine,
yeah,
you know, older folks feeling pressure from, you know, their kids, you know, that are, you know, supposedly feeling burdened, you know, so many things that a society should not be, you know, the idea of loving one another and doing unto others as you have them do unto you is replaced with, no, it's all about me, it's all about my personal autonomy, and I have a right to have a doctor, you know, help me do whatever I want, even if I don't have a terminal illness.
Now, you look at all of these things and you say that it's being packaged. It's the devaluation of human life. And I think that we see this on an all too regular basis, whether it's in, you know, it presents itself in mass shootings. It presents itself in this euthanasia. It presents itself in culture all over the world all the time now, this devaluation of human life. There's no respect for human life, it seems, at least not the way there used to be, right or wrong.
Well, if our declaration says we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all are created equal, endowed with certain, and that life and liberty is supposed to be protected, you notice that life comes before liberty. You know, liberty doesn't mean anything if you don't first have an understanding of the inherent value of human life. And that is what our society is in a cultural, ideological civil war right now over. Is this going to be a society where we care for one another, or is this a society where it's all about personal autonomy? We've got this, in America, this judge-made constitutional doctrine of personal autonomy and identity that is authorizing and striking down laws that, you know, that are supposed to stop the killing of unborn sons and daughters. They're supposed to, you know, regulate the idea of that life has value and that physicians are called to protect life, not to kill life. And, you know, half of our society says, no, we want to change that. We want to make it all about personal autonomy. We want to be able to have a doctor, you know, kill our unborn son or daughter. We want to have a doctor be able to kill us if life doesn't go so well for us for a while. We want to be able to say, hey, I'm going to deny science, even though I'm a man. I'm going to go in the little girl's bathroom at your public school. You know, this judge-made doctrine of personal autonomy has led to some, you know, serious things, and the only good thing about it, it's led to some serious discussion in this nation about right and wrong again.
Well, you know, you wonder, because it's like we've ended up with anything goes, and right and wrong and black and white and up and down seem to be, you know, don't seem to be as clear as they once were. I mean, honestly, it just seems like all of the lines are blurred. Right is wrong and wrong is right. And truth, you know, speaking the truth is a revolutionary idea anymore.
Well, these lines are as clear as they ever were, but you're absolutely right. A lot of folks want to ignore them. And in the area of physician-assisted suicide, getting a doctor to kill you, that ignores what may be a legitimate cry for help. You know, a lot of folks are depressed out there. And a lot of the folks in the Netherlands are being able to have taxpayer-funded suicides because they're depressed. I mean, depression can and should be treated, and folks can get better from depression. And so to just say, you know, I'm going to give up and have society say, we're going to give up on the idea that there is truth out there. We're going to give up on the idea that we can love our neighbor as ourselves, and we can have a better society than if we are going to build a society on this other crazy false doctrine that, no, it's all about me and my personal autonomy, and get out of my way so I can exercise it, even if I'm hurting other people.
Well, there you go. I think it's important that you continue to shine light on these important conversations and these changes, because I think it's important for us to step up as, well, as human beings, number one, and as Americans, to say, you know what, this has gone too far. We need to step back and impose what is morally correct. Professor William Wagner here, the president of Salt and Light Global. How can people find out more about what you're doing and everything else?
Well, you can go to slgwitness.com, slgwitness.com, and there you will find what we're doing, see a lot of information that will equip you to engage the culture, and there will be a link there to our Justice Center called the Great Lakes Justice Center, where we defend Christians and other people of faith when government tries to use their power in ways that oppresses and persecutes them.
Always a pleasure. Professor William Wagner on the Steve Gruber Show. Thank you, sir.